Progress note, patient name, pool, Patricia, date 11/18/22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness, Ms. Poole is an 80-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. Patient was recently readmitted after a fall leading to a head laceration and bleeding. Acute workup was negative. There have been no falls since readmission. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, anxiety, asthma, COPD, type 2 diabetes, GERD, hiatal hernia, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, chronic pain, and hypertension. Current medications, aspirin, atorvastatin, budesonide, buspirone, Eliquis, furosemide, insulin glargine, ipratropium bromide, ipratropium albuterol, isosorbide mononitrate, lubiprostone, melatonin, metoprolol, omeprazole, pramiprexol, prednisone, and ProAir. Allergies, sulfa antibiotics, review of systems as per above, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136 over 76, temperature 98.6, heart rate 70, respirations 18, blood sugar 97, and oxygen saturation 98%. On 2 liters nasal cannula. HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted. Lungs, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm. Normal S1 and S2, no click shrubs or murmurs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, and non-distended. Bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal. Dermatological, shows multiple bruises due to recent fall. All wounds look clean, dry, and intact. Assessment and plan, number 1, obese female, continue current therapy and diet control. 2, anxiety, continue current medications. 3, asthma and COPD, continue current medications and oxygen supplementation as needed. Continue CPAP at bedtime. Number 4, diabetes, continue to monitor and treat with diet and medications. 5, GERD, continue current medications. 6, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. 7, chronic pain, continue current medications and routine follow-up with pain management. 8, hypertension, continue current medications. 9, recent fall, continue assistance with ADLs, and continue fall precautions. Thank you.